name so far and accepting the result. So if we want to go that route, first we need to get back why we need it, how are we going to use that, how is it beneficial to this process, and then let us be vetted, and then there should be assurance that we will handle confidential matters in a confidential way and be responsible citizens. Then I don't have a problem.
What I'm saying is, I thought it was just us to protest this process. I misunderstood. I thought you had said some appropriate things with you. And since you now, I think, misunderstood. Maybe talking past each other. Preferably, if the report can be released, it should be released in the public domain. And if it can't be released, as long as it's legally sound, of the least, we will accept that as a majority. As far as finding some midway between a public release and keeping it under wraps, as it were, I hadn't thought about that. The county's offered an option of maybe a closed sitting where they can rebut on it. That is something that, if it's necessary, we might want to do. But at this stage, it's not something that we are insisting on. We'll come back to that. About vetting and so on, well, we'll just abide by what the Parliament rules provide for that. I think apart from the intelligence community, there's no vetting of any MPs that I know of, but maybe there is somebody trying. Right, we imagine there will be a brief report and copies of the court. Maybe he will be allowed in to take out cell phone communication and so on. It's just a briefing. I think the aim would be to actually get a better sense of what actually happened in the African Bank and how to avoid it, and to what extent this bill can seek to address that beyond what the executive itself has thought to do. As Parliament, we need to have a better understanding of what happened. So we exercise our legislative processing role as effectively as we can in truth and might. That's all it's about. But let's see how things unfold.
Yeah. In a broader context, I want to say, I mean, these things, it's not like the security type thing. I think it really is more about market sensitivity and so on. And in practice, certainly I think these reports must come out at some point. And it's exactly to what you say, because you see, when something like that happens, every regulator involved says, I couldn't see. Now, without wanting to be punitive with the regulators, because you almost have to have the power of God to be able to see. People will say, why didn't you see at the time? But the point is that there's always a confluence of factors. There's, in fact, not just one regulator involved, there's a few regulators involved. And the point is, were the regulators even working together? Who's or what? You know, how long were they sleeping on a job before anybody saw the problem? So as a department, we ask them these hard questions, okay? So we also would like, I think, obviously to get to what it is. And that's why I think even in this bill, when IMPO comes up, when it gets reported to Parliament, I think obviously the fact that something happened may get reported. But the detail, it does, you do put a lot of discretion. And yet you're also mindful that the people also have a reason, in a sense, if they were the problem, to hide their own mistakes, and you don't want that as well. So, you know, there are issues like those that come up. But do you want to, what's the reporting requirements at the moment? How do you understand it? Because I tried to read it as well, just for the reporting. That comes out twice a year, but whether it can go into a detail.
So there are certainly reporting requirements, and I think there are agencies what the minister can do in terms of requesting information. There's a lot of responsibility on the regulator to report that information. But nothing on to Parliament, we can certainly add that. So my understanding is Parliament can summon anyone at any time, but we can certainly provide for additional clauses that will make the committee comfortable. I mean, obviously the annual reports are presented to this committee. But we could add, yes.
So I just want him, even if there's no, if you can't have a discussion, just to quickly flesh the slides on chapter 3, because you'll see that the staff also has a prudential authority, so we don't have to go, so you just sort of see the total remit of this.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a lot of triangles, partly because we had, and dominoes. These little triangles on the board, but it essentially it's a triangle because it has a head, and people that live in it. So those little circles is a bit of a triangle. Essentially, you must see this as the board of the prudential authority. So there are an executive person who is the CEO, the deputy governor, responsible for the prudential authority, one of the deputy governors. And then the other members of the Prudential Committee are the governor and the other deputy governors, and they perform sort of a board-like function. So they're sort of the non-executives, the sort of managed back. So you can see the governor's role as being the chairman of the entity and the deputy governor's role as being the CEO, the guy that runs the show, if that makes any sense from a corporate governance perspective. And basically all it says.
I'm sure they'll be here for the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, which is presumably going to be put back on the order paper on Tuesday and perhaps pass or not.
I give a report
in terms of the money bill act, can't be done on it because the appropriations committee can't begin work until the division of revenue bill has been passed by the House. That's obvious. It's likely to push the NDBS into the following week.
Don't you know something else?
The budget is going to be pushed into the following week. And together with other business, I don't know that. The Tuesday and Wednesday are likely to be sitting days in the following week, and the budget is likely to be pushed into Tuesday or Wednesday of the week after next. We're going to be all day.
Tuesday all day, Wednesday all day.
Chair, we don't know, but I would bank on all day because the outstanding DRR reports, for example, which are, as a result of deductions, are going to also have to be put into those 2 days. So I think it's going to be all day.
Look, the other option is I'll negotiate for the day about the exemptions. We're going to vote, but we're going ahead.
And our system will be here on Tuesday, but the team is different, obviously, from the T-Lab. So, in a sense, unless there's quite a bit of time, then, and I think the others do want to be here because they have real interest in this. Okay. But if you're looking to... But if you're looking for things to follow, another tax issue like the carbon tax before Paris, you know, Cindy is going to kill me, but there's an hour we can always... Okay.